Yes, I moved up to schooners, and I had four big schooners of what they called the new type. They all had engines in them and steel power too. They were all built right on the Marsh River or on the Cohansey River.
I can't tell you how many of what we call new model boats was built. Did you know?
How many?
Half.
Not. I'd have to think about it.
Yeah.
Probably. I would say 18 or 20 anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were characterized with what's called spoon bow instead of the cutwater.
They built them pretty quick there at Stoneman Shipyard because they had a lot of help.
Well, most of them were built within, I'd say, the four or five year time frame.
Yeah.
It's been told today by Frank, my brothers, that the Margaret Fowler, when she was built, cost $25,000 with a new suit of sails and cooking utensils and everything ready to go. Now, you know what it cost to rebuild the Mirwald?
$200,000.
About $750,000.
This boat that we bought and renamed, she was all equipped with bed and dishes and everything. $17,000.
Right. And the Mirwald was $18,000 when she was first built.
I think they started to build these, what they termed the new boats, in 1923. My father had one, the R&A Jeffries, built in 1923, and they built them on up. I think the last one was built and launched in 1929. Well, I think most of the people who wanted big boats had them built by that time. Things probably didn't look quite as good.
Well, it was normal practice that, like, then during the Depression, the oystermen could make maybe $75,000, which was, great. But then I won't say every oysterman, but some in similar circumstances, they led such a grandiose life that when it came time to plant again the next spring, they'd have to go to the bank and borrow money. And they did.